40년 전의 일입니다.
This is something that happened 40 years ago.
잠깐 고민을 했는데 응답은 크게 왔습니다.
I briefly worried about it, but all the great answers came.
다른 기도가 아니고 나는 하나님의 자녀인데 왜 이렇게 살고 있습니까? 라고 질문했어요.
I simply asked God, God, I'm your child, but why am I living like this?
누구나 할 수 있는 질문인데 진정으로 그 기도를 했어요.
This is a question that anybody could ask, but I genuinely asked that question to God.
하나님은 전능하신데 왜 나는 이렇게 능력이 없습니까?
God, I asked him, God, you're almighty God, but why am I living so powerlessly like this?
40년 전이죠.
This is something that happened 40 years ago.
하나님은 그 기도에 응답하셨어요.
And God answered to my prayer.
지금 여러분들은 정확한 언약을 붙잡고 결단하는 기도 시간이 필요합니다.
Right now, you need that very time, a prayer that you make this resolution by holding on to the covenant.
틀린 언약을 잡으면 안 되겠지요. 정확한 언약을 잡는 기도는 반드시 응답되는 겁니다.
You should not hold on to an incorrect covenant. You must hold to this accurate covenant, and when you pray, absolutely answers will come.
이 본문은 여러분이 잘 아는 내용입니다.
And today's scripture reading is a passage that you know very well.
그러나 상상외로 놓치기 쉬운 부분입니다.
However, beyond our imagination, easily people could lose hold of the actual meaning of it.
먼저 서론에선 두 개를 참고해야 됩니다.
First of all, as part of our introduction, two things you need to keep in mind.
구하라, 주실 것이요, 그랬거든요.
And it says, ask, and it will be given to you.
찾으라, 찾을 것이요.
Find, and seek, and you will find it.
두드리라, 열릴 것입니다.
Knock, and it will be open to you.
누구나 아는 얘기 아닙니까?
This is something that we already know.
근데 여기 중요한 말씀이 나왔어요.
But something very important is given here.
예, 우리가 지금 안 읽은 부분인데, 한 절만 따로 따르면 그 6절입니다.
So this is verse 6.
6절에 이런 말씀이 있어요.
This is what it says. We didn't read yet.
이 말씀을 하기 전에 거룩한 것을 개에게 주겠냐? 이런 말씀을 하셨어요.
So Jesus says, do not give dogs what is sacred.
또 값진 진주를 돼지에게 주겠냐?
And do not throw pearls to pigs.
이 말씀을 하시면서 시작했다니까요.
And he spoke this as he shared this.
쉽게 말하면 가치를 모르는 개에게 그러한 것을 주겠냐?
In other words, to dogs who don't know any value of what is precious, why would you give things that are sacred?
모르는 돼지에게 진주를 주겠냐?
And to pigs only know things that are only for food, why would you give pearls to pigs?
그거 주면 막 발로 밟고 상하게 하고 없앨 거 아니냐?
If you do, then they will trample them under feet and then destroy all of that.
이러고는 바로 구하라 주실 것이요, 찾으라 찾을 것이요, 두드리라 열릴 것이니라.
Then immediately thereafter, Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, and knock, it will be open to you.
이 속에 굉장한 답이 들어있습니다.
Inside of it, important answers are hidden.
오늘 여러분 크게 금식기도 안 해도 짧은 시간에 기도 응답 받는 아주 중요한 답을 얘기해 주셨어요.
Even though you don't do a fasting prayer, but just for a brief moment, if you can hold to the covenant and pray, God has given to us a secret and mystery by which we can receive answers.
여러분이 아무리 개를 사랑한다 손치더라도 아주 비싼 목걸이를 개에게 걸어주진 않죠.
Even though you like dogs very much, you wouldn't put a very precious jewel necklace around the dog.
돼지 키우는 사람이 죽주면 돼지, 그 돼지에게다가 말이죠. 아무리 사랑하는 돼지라 할지라도 거기다가 말이지만 큰 보석가단을 갖다 주고 말이지요. 뭐 특별하게 이렇게 하지 않는다는 거죠.
And even as a person, if you're raising pigs, that you like your pig very much and you get so lovable pig, but you wouldn't throw all the jewels around the pig.
그러면서 이런 말씀을 하셨어요.
And then this is what Jesus said.
누가 아들이 떡을 달라는데 돌을 주겠냐?
And if there is a son who asks for bread, would any father give a stone?
어린아이가 이 생선이 먹고 싶다는데 뱀을 주겠냐?
And if there's a little child who asks for a fish, will there be any parent who would give a serpent or snake?
아니 자기 자식이 계란을 먹고 싶다는데 전갈을 주겠냐?
And if your own child wants to have an egg, will there any parent who would give a scorpion?
누가 보면 11장에 하나 더 나와 있어요. 알을 달라는데 전갈을 주겠냐?
So it says in Luke chapter 11 that if there is a child who asks for an egg, will there be any parent who would give a scorpion?
아무리 악한 자라도 자기 자식에게 좋은 거 주려고 하지 않냐?
And if you then, though you are evil, you want to give good things to your own children.
하나님께서 좋은 것을 주시지 않겠냐?
And how much more then God, our Father in heaven, would give us good things?
오늘 이 본문 속에는 여러분들이 기도해야 될 중요한 것들이 나와 있습니다.
In today's scripture reading, you will find many things, very precious things that you should pray for.
첫째입니다.
First,
하나님의 자녀의 기도가 뭔지를 알아야 돼요.
You need to know the prayer of a child of God.
하나님의 자녀의 기도는 굉장한 겁니다.
The prayer of God's child is tremendous.
이걸 모르면 되겠냐 그 말이에요.
What's going to happen if we don't know what it is?
그걸 모른다면 마치 돼지에게 진주 주는 것 같지 않냐 이 말이에요.
It means that if you don't know that mystery of prayer, it's just same as that you're giving these precious jewels and pearls to pigs.
그 예수님께서 사람들 보고 뭐 돼지다, 뭐 개다 이래 비유한 게 아닙니다. 마치 그렇지 않냐 이거죠.
So Jesus wasn't, you know, having this parable of calling people that you're just like dogs or pigs, but he was sharing the how the value of it.
여러분이 가장 먼저 깨달아야 될 기도가 하나님의 자녀의 기도입니다.
The very first thing that you must realize is a prayer of God's child.
요한복음 1장 11절에 예수님께서 빛으로 오셨다.
And John chapter 1, it says that Jesus came as the light.
그러면서 하신 말씀이 영접하는 자고 그 이름을 믿는 자들에게는 하나님의 자녀가 되는 권세를 주셨습니다.
And verse 12, he said, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
굉장한 거죠.
It's tremendous.
여러분, 예수 믿으면 하나님 자녀 되면 어떻게 되죠?
So by believing in Jesus, once you become a child of God, do you know what happens?
다른 표시가 전혀 없습니다.
It is unnoticeable.
그걸 알아야 되는 거죠.
You need to know that.
하나님 자녀 되면 어디가 변하죠?
What kind of changes do you have when you become a God's child?
성경에 중요한 설명을 많이 하고 있습니다.
And the Bible, many important explanations are given.
고린도전서 3장 16절에 너희가 하나님의 성전인 것과 하나님의 성령이 너희 안에 거하는 줄 알지 못하느냐.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 Don't you know that you are God's temple and the Spirit of God dwells inside of you?
또 갈라디아 2장 20절에는 너희 우리의 모든 저주 과거는 십자가에 죽고 내 안에 그리스도께서 사신 것이다.
And Galatians 2:20 all of our past scars, all the curses and disasters are nailed and crucified together with Christ and now Christ lives in me.
고린도서 5장 17절에 새로운 피조물이라.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 5 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 that we are now new creation.
오늘 간단히 기억해야 돼.
That's why today, simply, you need to realize it. First of all, what is it?
하나님 나라의 보좌가 그 축복이 가장 나에게 먼저입니다.
The blessing of the throne, which is the most tremendous thing, must first and foremost come upon me.
이걸 모르면 마치 개에게 그룹강수 같지 않냐 이 말이에요.
It is that prayer, and if you don't enjoy that prayer, it's the same as that you're throwing all these pearls to pigs.
아니, 돼지가 먹는 것밖에 모르지 않지 않냐. 근데 돼지 보고 진주 좀 알겠느냐. 이런 안타까운 얘기입니다.
And it's out of this frustration that Jesus is saying that if you throw pearls to pigs, pigs will ever know? Because they are always just concerned about food.
네, 대부분 사람들이 뭐래 구원받은 하나님의 자녀는 하나님의 성령 이름을 거하시기 때문에 하나님의 보좌가 내게 이미 있는 거예요.
As a saved child of God, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. That's why the throne of God has no choice but to be upon you.
이걸 찾는 기도입니다.
And it's a prayer that's seeking that out. This is today's prayer.
창세기 1장 21절에 하나님의 형상대로 우리를 창조하셨다.
Genesis 1:27. God created us in his own image.
오늘 무슨 기도를 해야 됩니까?
So today, what kind of prayer must you?
하나님이 아담 코에 생기를 불어넣는다고 그래요.
And it says that God breathed his breath of life unto the nostrils of Adam.
예, 이 힘을 얻는 겁니다.
And we are gaining such power.
여러분, 다른 기도 중요하지 않습니다.
Other prayers are not that important.
여러분이 하나님의 자녀가 된 이 기도는 어마어마한 거예요.
This prayer of being God's child is tremendous.
전에 있었던 일이잖아요.
This is something that happened before.
그 사람들 보고 알아요. 우리 팀들이 대만으로 전도하러 간 거예요.
Our evangelism team went to Taiwan to preach the gospel.
차가 모르고 대만에 있는 큰 절로 들어간 겁니다.
And the car that was taking our team by accident took us to a Buddhist temple.
근데 이 주지사님이 보통 사람이 아니라 우리 팀을 보는 순간 딱
And the Buddhist monk there realized immediately, because he was not an ordinary man, recognized us.
그래가지고 주지 스님 보고 복음을 드린 거예요.
And so our team shared the gospel to that Buddhist monk.
이 주지 스님이 너무나 영적으로 어려운 마음 해결이 안 되는데 이 그리스도를 영접한 거예요.
And this Buddhist monk had been suffering so much because of spiritual problems, but accepted Christ. He was a Buddhist monk.
놀라운 일이 벌어졌습니다.
Something amazing happened.
이 사람에게 그리스도를 영접하는 순간 자기를 막 계속 평생 억누르던 그 악한 영이죠.
The very moment that he accepted Christ, all the evil spirits and demons that had been possessing him and completely making him feel agonized left instantly.
겁니다,
and it's a matter of course. Do you know what happened?
이 스님은 금방 그만 못 두고 저 뒷방에 들어가서 다락방 하는 거예요.
And he could not leave that temple immediately, but in the back room, he began to do the Tarakbang ministry. So our team went there and continued with that ministry. And later on, that was found out. That's why people were asking, why is my Buddhist monk in the temple doing the Bible studies? That man would not be shaken. Because he has experienced what it means to become saved. And before I told you,
체험하면요, 달라집니다. 기도 달라집니다.
If you have all these amazing experiences of salvation, then everything about you will be changed. Your prayer will be different. So the person is a shaman.
시어머니 무당이에요.
Mother-in-law is also a shaman.
친정어머니 무당이에요.
And her own mother is shaman. And the person contacted me.
친정어머니하고 시어머니가 중매해가지고 결혼한 거예요.
And both mothers of both sides, they prearranged and that's how she was married.
그런데 열 몇 살 되는 아이가 있는데 이 아이가 이상한 병이 걸린 거예요.
And her daughter is a teenager and that daughter has a very strange disease.
그래서 병원에서 뭐 안 되니까 아무래도 집에 가는 게 편하겠다. 이렇게 해서 얘를 데리고 온 거예요, 집으로.
Since the hospital could not do anything about that disease, that's why the parents brought her back home and they just left there.
뭐 병원에서는 뭐 오늘 내일 좀 되지 않겠나라고 얘기했고요.
And the hospital even gave this diagnosis report that maybe that the daughter can only live for a couple of days.
이분이 너무 급하니까 주보 보고 전화했는데 우리 집으로 전화했다니까.
And she was in complete shock, and because it was so urgent for her, she saw our church bulletin and called me. It was a time that I was an assistant pastor. I really didn't do anything. And because it was a little bit awkward for me. When I looked at the daughter's face, she looked very strange. To the point where I just felt that I just immediately wanted to leave this house. But I only did this one thing. I shared this accurate gospel.
이 아이가요, 갑작스럽게 죽어가던 아이가 예수님 영접하는 기도를 같이 했어요.
This child who was on the very brink of death accepted that Jesus is the Christ.
저도 안 믿어져. 난 그걸 하고 왔다니까요.
I couldn't even believe what had happened. I just did that. I left and that's all I did.
그날 밤에 이 아이 일어난 거예요.
That very night, that child was healed and got up.
그래서, 아,
so this is the gravity, the seriousness of the spiritual
여러분,
problem.
너희가 하나님의 성전인 것과 이 말은 너희가 하나님의 보좌라 그 말이야.
And many people lose hold of this blessing of salvation when it says that don't you know that you are God's temple? That means that God has made you His throne.
하나님의 성령이 나를 거하는 줄 알지 못하는 거예요.
And don't you know that Spirit of God lives inside of you?
전혀 눈에 보이지 않게 성부, 성자, 성령, 성삼위 하나님이
Unseen to our eyes, the Holy Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. That's why we can never be destroyed. You must hold on to this covenant. So this is how Paul confessed. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, the past has gone. Now the new has come.
멸망받아야 되는 나는 십자가에 완전히 못 박혀 없어졌다.
I who had no choice but to be destined for destruction, I'm crucified with Christ together with him. That's why I no longer live.
내 안에 그리스도께서 사신 것이다.
Now Christ lives in me.
지금 예수님께서요. 마태복음 5장, 6장, 7장 계속 나가면서 설명하는 겁니다.
So Jesus giving us this message starting from Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7.
여러분이 오늘 기도 시작하세요.
Today may you begin this prayer.
내 안에 보좌의 축복이 임하게 해 주옵소서.
May the blessing of the throne come upon me.
내 안에 성삼위 하나님의 능력이 임하게 하옵소서.
May the power of the triune God come upon me.
여러분 기도 올바로 깨달아 부리면 반드시 역사합니다.
If you realize this prayer, absolutely tremendous answers are bound to come.
오늘 여기에 구하라 주실 것이요 찾으라 찾으라 두드려 열릴 것입니다.
Today Jesus said, ask it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and you will be opened.
이 말이 무슨 말입니까?
What does this mean?
구원받은 자는 성삼위 하나님의 능력만 내게 있는 게 아닙니다. 여러분 지금 계속 보면 보좌의 아홉 가지 능력이 내게 전달되게 돼 있는 겁니다.
And as a saved child of God, not only that you have the power and blessing of the triune God, but all the nine blessings of the throne have no choice but to be upon you.
이걸 보고 뭐라고 했습니까?
What do we call this?
더 좋은 것을 주시는 하나님.
It is God who gives us what's far exceedingly good.
지금까지 우리가 말하고 있는 그런 응답이 아니고 좋은 것을 주시는 하나님.
It is not the answers that we used to think what we consider to be good, but it is God who gives us good things.
세상에서는 도저히 줄 수 없는 응답을 주시는 하나님.
It is God who gives us the answers, something that the world can never give to us.
한때 약간 신비주의다 하고 욕먹은 목사가 미국에 있었어요.
So there was this one pastor in America who was criticized of being a little bit unhealthy mystical.
태어나면서 말을 잘 못해.
And when since ever he was born, he could not speak well.
그러니까 이제 집에서 이름을 지어줬죠. 이 태어나 말을 잘 못하니까 이름을 오랄 로봇이라고 지은 거예요. 오랄 말 좀 잘 하라고 이렇게.
And since he could not speak properly, he was not so eloquent. That's why the parents named him Oral Robert, because Oral means that you can speak well.
어릴 때 점 있으면 점 없으라고 점순이 이렇게 붙이잖아요.
So in Korean tradition, if you had a lot of spots when you were born, then the parent would call you spotty so that you would no longer have spots.
근데 이 사람 이상하게 말할 때는 잘 안 되는데 기도할 때는 돼요.
Even though that he's not an eloquent speaker and not articulate, but when he prayed very well.
이래서 신학교를 간 겁니다.
So then he went to the theological seminary.
목사가 된 거예요.
Then he became a pastor.
목회가 안 되는 거예요.
But he could not do his pastoral ministry.
자기가 쓴 간증문에 자기는 아무 저 시골에 있는데 아무도 될 수가 없어요.
So he wrote a testimony book and he said that he was in a rural countryside and he could not do his pastoral ministry well.
처음 깨달았더라고요.
And then for the first time he realized
하나님 앞에 진짜 기도하기 시작했어요.
Before God he truly began to pray.
하나님 나에게 그야말로 하나님이 예배하신 진짜 응답, 보좌의 축복을 나에게 주옵소서.
God grant to me that blessing of the throne, something that you have prepared for me genuinely.
그 능력을 나에게 주옵소서.
Grant to me that power.
거예요.
That's the prayer that he did.
실제 있었던 우리 사람이다 확신이 왔 겁니다.
This is an actual story, and this is what he experienced.
이래가지고 아 내가 많은 병자들 고치고 이 하나님 능력을 전달해야 되겠구나.
That's why he resolved, I'm going to now heal many people and share this gospel to many people.
이거보다 더 큰 극장을 이 빌려서요.
And then there was this one theater that was much bigger than this place.
다른 사람들 막 걱정할 정도. 저 사람 뭐 교회도 부흥 못 시킨 사람 저 할 수 있겠냐는데 이런 큰 극장 같은 사람을 보내고 집회를 한 겁니다.
And many people were worried about him because he could not run his pastoral ministry well, but he rented out the theater that was greater than this place and he was running a conference.
집회 중간에 기도의 불이 붙은 거예요.
And in the midst of the conference, there was a fire of prayer.
너무 힘들어가지고 이 목사님이 기도하다 쓰러졌어요.
And because it was so tiring and exhausting for him, he passed out in the middle of prayer.
병원에 누워 있는데 신문에 난 겁니다.
And he was in bed in the hospital, and then he read on the newspaper.
오랄 로버트 목사의 집회 현장에 대해서 신문에 난.
It was a news article report about the very scene of the conference led by Pastor Reverend Oral Robert.
있을 수 없는 휠체어 세 트럭 실려 나왔어요.
So something that unimaginable happened. Wheelchairs of three truckloads of wheelchairs were taken out. So what does that mean? All these people who came to the conference with wheelchairs, that they were healed. That's why these three trucks of loads of wheelchairs were taken out. And what about together with that full load? It was two loads of canes.
신문에 뭐라고 썼냐면은 이 목사님의 설교는 아직 끝나지 않았다. 중간에 쓰러지기 때문에 설교 끝나는 날 미국 살릴 것이다. 라는 기사가 나왔어요.
And the article said, since the pastor passed out in the middle of the conference, and if he can continue on, he's going to save and heal entire America.
또 그런 일이 나니까 미국 교계에서는 막 좀 저 사람 이상하다고 막 그런 기록도 있는 것 같아요.
And because he was doing all such work, the church authority of America, they wanted to just criticize him and they just blame things on him.
제가 지금 이 말씀드린 것은 그 말이 아니고요. 우리가 받아야 될 기도 응답은 그 정도가 아닙니다.
The point of my story is not that. The extent of our answers goes far beyond that.
올해를 시작하시면서 여러분은 반드시 확신 가지셔야 돼요.
As you begin this new year, you must have this assurance and conviction.
세 가지 확신 가져야 돼요.
You must have these three assurances.
성삼위 하나님께서 나와 함께 하시는 하나님의 자녀.
I'm a child of God and the triune God is with me.
두 번째가 뭡니까?
And what's the second?
하나님은 반드시 우리를 위해 예배해 놓은 세상 살리는 보좌의 능력 아홉 가지.
God has prepared these nine blessings of the throne that will save this entire world.
그거 기도하라는 겁니다.
Pray for that.
그걸 보고 구하라.
That's what it means, ask.
얻게 될 것이다.
Then it will be given to you because you're God's child.
찾아,
seek,
두드리라,
knock, then it will be opened.
이 기도를 여러분이 시작하셔야 됩니다.
May you start this prayer.
마지막 세 번째가 뭔지 아십니까?
Do you know what the third assurance is?
이 능력을 세상에 전달하는 겁니다.
Testify of this power to the world.
오늘 여기 12절에 이런 말이 나왔어요.
And this is what it says in verse 12.
뜬금없는 말처럼 보이지만은요, 대접을 받고자 하는 대로 남을 대접하라.
Even though it sounds a little bit absurd, it says, so in everything do to others what you would have them do to you.
이것이 율법이요 선지자니라.
For this sums up the law and the prophets.
자, 율법과 선지자란 말이 무슨 말입니까?
What does it mean, the law and the prophets?
이것이 성경이다 그 말이에요. 옛날에 율법과 선지자, 이게 성경이니라.
So in other words, this is the Bible.
우리는 이 부분을 어떤 신학자는 최고의 윤리를 설명했다.
Some theologians say, oh, this depicts the greatest level of morals and ethics. No, it goes far beyond that. Because there are so many people who are dying, we must now start the prayer that will save those who are dying.
지금 여러분, 이 말은 하지 않아도요, 너무 상처 투성에 빠진 사람들 많아요.
Even the people don't say much, but there are just so many people who are filled with scars.
야, 진짜 이거 여러분이 이거 하지 않으면 안 돼요. 상처받은 사람 너무 많아.
Really, you need to now undertake this ministry. There are so many people who are filled with scars.
이래가지고 거의 정신이 이상이다. 모든 사람이 다 막 그냥 나쁘게 보이는 거예요.
To the extent that they have lost their minds, to the extent that they find everybody else all to be bad characters.
그럼 모든 일이 다 틀리게 보여.
And all works to be all wrong.
이렇게요. 그 정신병이지. 이렇게 돼 버린 거예요.
So that's a mental disease. To that extent, people have lost their minds.
이런 사람들은 가득 차 있어요.
And the world is filled with such people.
그래서 그들을 빨리 살리러 가서 이들 이 살려내라는 겁니다.
That's why we must go quickly and save such people.
오늘 12절이 아무 상관없는 것처럼 보이지만은 다른 사람에게 봉사하라 그 말이요.
So verse 12, even though it's not that what it seems to be mean, but it means that go and serve other people.
이게 율법이요, 선지자입니다.
That is the law and that's the prophets.
오늘 여러분 새롭게 기도를 회복하셔야 됩니다.
That's why today you must renew your prayer.
하나님의 자녀의 기도 회복하셔야 됩니다.
You must now restore the prayer of a child of God.
하나님이 주신 세상이 줄 수 없는 더 좋은 것이 뭡니까? 보좌의 능력을 누리고 전하는 기도 시작돼야 돼요.
What is a good thing is that the world can never be give to you, but only the God of the Triune God of the Throne can give to you. Is now experience His power from the throne and relay it to others.
많은 사람들이 기다리고 있습니다. 그들을 살릴 기도를 시작해.
Many people are all waiting for you. That's why now begin this prayer to go and save all these people.
예수님께서 지금 첫 설교인데 계속 기도에 관한 얘기를 하고 계십니다.
This is Jesus' first sermon, and constantly he is now giving us the messages concerning prayer.
마태복음 5장에도 보면 원수와 화목하고 와서 예배해라.
Matthew chapter 5, reconcile with your enemies first, and then give worship to God.
마태복음 6장에도 너희는 먼저 그의 나라와 그 의를 구하라 그리하면 모든 것을 너희에 더하여 주시리라.
Matthew chapter 6, first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you as well.
그러던 어느 날이었습니다.
And then one day,
제가 이제 이 기도를 막 시작했는데. 어떤 여학생 둘이가요. 교회를 쑥 들어오는 거예요.
I started this prayer and one day this one a girl student she came to the church.
들어서 뭐라고 하냐면요. 이게 통일교 모임 하는데 찾아왔다는 거예요.
And the female student said, "Oh, now I came so that I can partake in this unification church gathering."
그래서 통일교 왜 찾냐 물었습니다.
So I asked her, why are you looking for a unification church gathering?
도저히 이해 못해. 김해에서 여기까지 왔대요.
And she said, well, I came all the way from Kimhae to look for that.
부산의 김해는 우리보다 아주 멀리 있거든요. 그거 왜 왔냐 물었어요.
So city of Kimhae is far away from where we were in Busan. So I asked her why.
그래서 종이를 보여주면서 여기에 집회한다고 해서 찾아왔다는 겁니다.
And she showed me a flyer and then saying that because there is going to be a conference.
거기서 내가 이 학생 둘이에게
And I share the gospel to these two female students.
복음 전했는데 복음을 당연히 받는 건 물론이고 그때 내가 처음 느낀 거예요.
And they accepted the gospel, and then I felt.
아 이렇게 갈급한 심령이구나.
There are so many thirsty souls out in the world.
얘들이 눈이 어느 날이니까 막 뭔가를 찾아 움직이는 거죠.
And in other words, these two girls were just looking for answers.
그때 아 나는 가짜 신자고 가짜 전도사 같은 거.
Then I felt like I was a fake pastor. I was a fake minister.
이런 사람이 있는 거예요.
Because there are these people, like these people in the world.
내가 집회 초창기 때 그런 간증했잖아요. 부산 중앙교회를 또 가고요.
And in the beginning of our ministry, I gave this testimony. So I was in Busan Jungang Church. I still remember.
이경숙이라는 사람이 나와서 간증을 하는데요. 금요철학회 때 나는 그거 받고 너무나 많은 충격을 받았어요.
During the Friday night service, this one person named Lee Kyung-suk gave a testimony. I was so blessed.
그 바로 앞에 부산은행 본점이 있어요.
And right across the street, there is this one Busan Central Bank.
그게 14년 근무했다네요.
And she was working in that bank for 14 years.
그분의 간증입니다.
And it was the person's testimony. It was a new believer.
그 은혜 받고 이제 금요철학 때 누가 이제 얘기하니까 자기 간증하는 내용을 내가 들은 거예요.
And I was there at the Friday night service listening to the testimony of this new believer.
어릴 때부터 그렇게 교회가 가고 싶었대요.
Ever since she was young, she wanted to go to church.
근데 부모님들이 절대로 교회 가면 안 된다 그래요.
But her parent had told her that she should never go to church.
자기는 어릴 때 교회당만 봐도 좋더래요.
And when she was young, just by looking at the church building, she felt so good.
이래가지고 늘 마음속으로 생각했대요. 나는 교회 가야 되는데 하나님 믿어야 되는데. 이 생각을 늘 했대요.
She had always had this thought in her heart that I should go to church. I want to believe in God.
부산은행 안에 근무를 14년 동안 하는데 이 자기 옆에 있는 장로님은 그 부산은행 근무하고 있는데 자기 뭐 한 번도 교회 간 소리 안 해요.
She was working in that Busan bank for 14 years and there was this one person who was working next to her and he was an elder but he had never shared the gospel with her.
도저히 이해가 안 되죠. 자기는 부끄러워서 얘기를 못 하겠더래요. 근데 그 장로님이나 다른 교인들이 자기 보고 14년 근무하는 동안에 단 한 번도 교회 가서 소리 안 했대요.
And she felt so embarrassed to even talk about this because even though they were these believers, elders and all these you know, church officers had never shared the gospel with her even though she was working the bank for the 14 years.
뭐, 복음 안 전하는 거는 뭐 말할 필요도 없고 교회 가서 소리도 안 하죠.
And of course, maybe it's understandable that they don't share the gospel, but they didn't even recommend her to come to church.
이제 이분이 주일날 이제는 자기가 그냥 교회 찾아간 거예요.
But on her own on Sunday, she went to church.
그때 제가 전도사 때 그 부흥회가 있어가지고 교회 앞에 현수막을 써 붙인데 그게 나도 모르게 쓴 거예요. 아무나 와도 좋다고 그랬어요.
And I was an assistant pastor at that time, and we were hosting this revival meeting, and we had a banner, and I wrote that anyone can come.
그거 보고 들어왔는데 말이죠. 자기 그냥 막 물어봤대요. 교인들 들어가는 거 나도 교회가 뭐 되냐 하니까 막 들어라 그래.
So she saw the banner, oh, anyone can come? So she asked all these people who were entering into the church building and asked whether she can also come too. And then all the people said, yes, just go ahead and come in.
그 설교 한 번에요, 이 사람 완전히 변화했어요.
And she heard that one sermon and her life completely transformed.
그때 내가 다른 사람 모르겠습니다만 저는 야, 정말 나는 가짜 전도사구나.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I felt that I was a fake pastor.
저렇게 갈급하게 찾고 있는 사람이 많은데 나는 한 번도 간 적이 없으니까.
Because I see that there's so many people are so thirsty, but I had not gone out there to share.
그때부터 나서기 시작인 겁니다.
From then on, I went.
이 복음을 기다리고 있는 사람이 많구나.
There are many people who are waiting for this gospel.
사실은 그때부터 제 인생 변화했어요. 아, 기다리고 있는 사람이 이 복음 아니고는 안 되지 않습니까?
There are many people who are waiting for this gospel. Then I resolved and my life changed. I must preach this gospel.
그랬더니 성경 안에 다락방 운동이 뭔지 다 보이기 시작했어요.
Then I was able to see that in the Bible, all the 다락방 ministries.
지금까지 하루도 빠지지 않고 뭐 이렇게 염려할 시간이 없을 정도로 응답 계속 쏟아부어요.
Since then, never once, without any exception, without any time that I should worry about, God had been pouring down His answers.
저는 염려할 시간이 없습니다. 계속 응답하는.
I have no time to worry because God is pouring down constantly His answers.
저는 능력이 없어서 남의 말할 시간 없습니다. 왜냐하면 하나님 주신 계속 응답이 너무 크니까요. 그거 쳐다보기도 바빠요.
I have no power. That's why I can't get involved in talking and gossiping about other people. God is pouring down so many answers.
이러면서 40년 흘렀습니다.
That's how 40 years have passed.
여러분들이 지금 미국을 비롯한 전 세계 막 급작스럽게 정신병자 일어나고 있습니다.
All throughout the U.S., all throughout Europe, the entire world, so rapidly, there's an increase of people who are suffering mentally. And these days, there are so many people who are suffering mentally. And the only way to heal and save them is not just merely sharing the gospel. Only the gospel must enter into them.
성삼위 하나님의 근본 치유하는 부분이 내 속에 들어와야 돼.
The fundamental healing of the triune God must enter inside of me.
이제는 진짜 응답 받아야 돼요. 보좌의 능력 아홉 가지가 내게 역사해야 돼요.
You must now receive the true, genuine power and answer. The nine blessings of the throne of God must enter into you. That's why you must ask.
Because
you're God's child. That's why seek. It will be given to you. And then you will find it and you must knock and you'll be opened.
이 사실을 전달해야 돼요.
You must relay this fact to all other people.
이 세 가지 속에 모든 것 다 들어있습니다.
Because everything is inside of all these three assurances.
그런 예수님께서 왜 이렇게 초상 기도를 설명하시면서 이런 설명을 하시는가 이해가 되면서요 응답이 시작되는 겁니다.
And since I was able to understand why Jesus spoke about the messages concerning prayer in the beginning of his messages and the ministry, then all my answers came about.
오늘 이번 주간 최고의 주간이 되길 바랍니다.
I pray that may this week become the best week of your life.
일주일 동안에 여러분 이 기도 시작하시기 바랍니다.
During all week long, may you do this prayer.
오늘 예배하는 중에 하나님 나에게 보좌의 능력으로 역사해 주옵소서.
As you worship God today, why don't you pray to God? God work upon me by the power of the triune God.
영혼을 치유해 주옵소서.
By the throne, may the triune God heal my soul and spirit.
그래서 전 세계 너무나 병자들이 많아집니다. 이들을 살리는 사명자가 되게 해줘.
And may I become your committed worker because there are so many people who are suffering mentally and spiritually. May I become your committed worker who can go and heal them.
이 기도만 하면 됩니다.
This is a prayer that you need to do.
다른 기도 필요 없습니다.
You don't need any other prayer.
여러분 이 기도할 때 모든 응답 다 회복되게 돼요.
When you do this prayer, all the answers will be restored.
이 축복이 여러분에게 시작되기를 예수 그리스도 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May this blessing begin anew in your life.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
구하라 주실 것이요
Ask, it will be given to you.
찾으라, 찾을 것이요.
Seek, and you will find.
두드리라, 열릴 것이니라.
Knock, and you will be opened.
좋은 것을 주시는 하나님 앞에 세상 살리고 나를 살리는 응답이 지금부터 시작되게 하옵소서.
And because the God who gives us good things is with us, may the answer that revives me and revives the world begin anew.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ, and we pray. Amen.